4. Please listen carefully. Read the passage about imprinting in baby birds. You have 45 seconds to read the passage. Begin reading now. Now listen to part of a lecture on this topic in an ecology class.
So, we've been looking at animal behavior, and especially the process of imprinting in young birds. Of course, the first thing a young gosling sees when it hatches is its mother. Now, birds that walk almost immediately after hatching, as opposed to those who are helpless and can't get around for several weeks, have to follow their mother for their own safety, for their survival. It seems that walking birds will follow just about anything that moves and has eyes. In fact, we've seen that they will easily imprint on human beings. But some researchers have gone even further. One set of experiments, for example, has found that young geese will imprint on inanimate objects, such as plastic milk bottles that are attached to a moving object, like an electric toy train. Now, it seems that in some species of birds, and this includes nesting birds, which are helpless after hatching, imprinting can affect later learning and social behavior. For example, territorial behavior. If a human takes on the role of the parent, the bird's social behavior becomes directed at the wrong object or species. A bird that sees a human as one of its own kind and follows or accompanies a human will not understand the importance of keeping to its own territory. This is why wildlife specialists tell us not to try to raise young birds that we find outside a nest. If the bird becomes attached to us, it can't learn to associate with its own species and would quickly be rejected.
Now get ready to answer the question. The professor explains the notion of imprinting in young geese and ducks. Explain how this behavior develops and how it might be important for the bird's survival. You may begin to prepare your response after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep.